As Memorial Day approaches, I remember the holiday from long ago, before it gave us a long weekend. Back then, it was called Decoration Day, and as we shopped on Main Street, we dropped coins in a veteran's bucket to buy red crepe paper poppies for our shirts. The internet tells me the first official celebration of what would become Memorial Day occurred in Waterloo, NY, in 1866, to honor the Civil War dead, where the patriotic townspeople decorated the veterans' graves. Soon the custom spread to other towns, and always occurred on May 30, no matter which day of the week. Why May 30? According to a speech by General James Garfield on May 30, 1868, it was chosen because no Civil War battle happened on that day. In 1968, Congress decreed that the event, by then commonly called Memorial Day, would always occur on the last Monday in May. Besides proudly wearing Decoration Day poppies on our shirts, I remember our pilgrimage to the grave of my brother, a Korean War casualty. It was always a sad day, of course, but important for us to remember him and his sacrifice. As my mother and I approached the graveyard on the south edge of town, local ladies lined the street with homegrown peonies in water-filled buckets. Mother always bought a dozen or so and placed them on my brother's grave. Nowadays, we're never in my hometown on Memorial Day, so we create our own, and decorate the graves of all family members who've passed away. It has become the source of good-natured family rivalry as we survivors compete in the decorating contest. First we hit the local Walmart and buy scads of artificial flowers in every color in the rainbow. We spread them out on the backyard picnic table, then each person chooses a grave and sets to work. Contestants include my daughter, my niece, my great-niece, my granddaughter, me and anyone else we can talk into filling a saddle to fit atop a headstone. Once completed, the creations are judged by whatever hapless husband isn't afraid to sleep on the couch that night if he doesn't pick the correct winner. Because of this contest, we've managed to turn a serious, sometimes sad event into something fun and creative. Leave it to us old school types. Reach columnist Carol McEwen at carolwrites4fun@gmail.com.